Kia ora, koutou, everyone. I've forgotten what day it is. I'm here with the lovely Alex Fulton. I've written down the most colourful woman I know, and I have been stalking her for many years on Instagram. She's currently based in Christchurch, and this woman is interior designer, stylist, writer, and happiness maestro. I fucking love that. Welcome, Harry Mai, Alex.
Hi, Jane. So nice to see your beautiful face.
How the bloody hell are you?
Shit, now that's a loaded question.
I often ask people, how are you? And then, how are you?
Yeah. No, that's, and isn't that funny that we do that? You know, we've got this persona of the quick answer, and then we've got this persona of the bigger question.
Yeah. So you can go as deep as you want to. You can say, I'm good, it's fine, I won't push.
I'm good. actually, you know what? I am actually quite good.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a I do all those things you mentioned, which were very kind PS, but I've always done them on my own essentially. So I'm kind of used to working that way. I'm used to being the lone ranger in my own little world.
Yeah.
And obviously I've got my people that I talk to and reach out to and things like that, which you can still do in our funny little lockdown sitch. But generally I kind of like this bubble. Yeah, it's not too bad. Like we've got, so generally on a day to day, if you ask me how I was, I'd say good as.
Yeah.
If we delved a bit deeper, then yes, there's the whole big worries come up, all those sort of things. I'm worried about our little country and I'm worried about our little world. But I think we've got to stay on top of those worries or else they can eat you up quite quickly, especially when you're in your bubbles, in these little bubbles that we've been slotted into.
So tell me who is in your bubble? Who do you constitute as being in your bubble?
My bubble constitutes my husband, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I've got two teenage daughters, Isla, who is 16, and Violet, who is 14, and two dogs.
Because the dogs are very important.
They are our, our little, any kind of, they make us laugh all the time.
They're grounders, eh?
They're diffusers.
Totally.
Yeah, without the little bits of steam coming out of their head, they're diffusers. Yeah, no, they have been so good for us as a bub. With a bubble with teens, shit idea, that's a different story.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, in the last hour we've had a little tete-a-tete, shall I say.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, we don't, I think in the normal time, you talk about our bubble. We always have been a family bubble, but I think with this lockdown scenario, my girls are home from boarding school. They go to boarding school terms 1 and 4 for rowing because they train so hard, and it kind of suits our family because we live out of Christchurch normally. But 2 weeks before lockdown, we moved into my workspace, which has actually kind of, been a bit of a headbender. So we've moved out of our house, started renovation, which it's completely demoed.
Yeah.
So we had to stop mid-demo and stop renovations. And, we're all living in a rental in the middle of town, which is so odd.
Yeah.
I
was just going to say, as a extension of that conversation, what's your day to day? How is that now different? You live at work. You've got much people infiltrating on your day.
Yep, my family live at work with me. Yep. It's funny because my workspace has always been my space because, as I said, I work alone. I can spread out. It's a 3-bedroom house, little tiny house in the middle of Merivale in Christchurch. But it's always been MySpace, and MySpace has always been kind of an important component to Alex Fulton Design. And of course, I've got my online shop, AFD Store. So that's all based here. And so we made a conscious decision to move in here while we renovate, because it's easier, obviously. And so that was always going to happen. But I kind of had my head in that space anyway. I knew what we were doing, but I guess with the lockdown, it kind of, you know, tenfold it made it more real, more quicker. Yeah. That's good England, isn't it?
Sorry, you know, it's been a long fucking week.
I'm actually so in shock of just talking to someone that's not a teenager or a husband or a dog.
Or usually I'm saying, do you want a biscuit? Do you want a cracker? Can I put Frozen on?
I'm saying other things, I can tell you. But anyway, it's just been we've got the lockdown, we're in a new house, we're stressing about, you know, our old house, which is in bits.
Yeah.
You know, our beautiful home, which we love anyway, in bits, you know, there's no jib, there's no walls, and some windows are gone, you know, like it's completely a mess. And that kind of really stressed me out when we were heading into lockdown. I remember, because I've been working on site, that's my thing. I haven't taken on any clients. I'm my main client at the moment, and we were really, because we're working with Trevor Hone, who's one of my favourite builders in the world, and he's a good mate of mine. But I said to him, Trevor, if you want this job, I've got to be, you know, hammerhand, or, you know, be on site, which, you know, I guess as a builder makes someone very nervous. But him and I worked together for a long, long time, and so he knows I'm very capable, as he puts it, fellow Virgo, perfectionist, and I'm an excellent sweeper. So I was there as soon as the demo started. I was sweeping. I was chief, skip filler.
Yeah.
And absolutely love it. I'm a practical person at heart, and as well as a designer, but to be able to be involved in this process and actually be there on tools, well, some tools, whatever I'm allowed, was, you know, a real excitement part of this renovation. And of course, I was going to put it on Instagram, and, you know, it's going to be a very involved, you know, where the people that follow me can actually follow along practically with what I was doing on site, you know, not just choosing the pretty tiles. The reason why we have to choose that tile, practically why, you know, not just all the fun, pretty stuff that what you see at the end, it's actually the meaty on-site stuff that you have to deal with, like rats in your wall, and what happens when you pull off jib and see, you know.
And so that stopped.
That stopped. But yeah, the day we were told about lockdown, I sat in the back shed at our old house and cried, because I was just like, no, that's not part of the plan.
No, that's not part of the plan.
I'm such a planner.
Yeah.
And obviously I was aware of COVID and, you know, how it was going to affect people. But I think when you drill down and you think, shit, this is actually affecting me in A, B and C, it's scary, because it makes it personal, you know.
Because I was going to ask you if you're a scheduler or a go with the flow kind of gal.
Do you weave that into your day? Yeah, I am a routine girl. I like order. You know, one thing I battle with is when things, you know, go beyond my control.
Yeah.
I'm an only child. As my husband likes to remind me, I like my own space. You know, there's all these things that, you know, I know sometimes are strengths, sometimes are weaknesses, but, you know, generally bubble life is good for me.
Yeah.
But, when things rock your world, I mean, you know, I've got, you know, my husband is in the restaurant hospitality industry, and that's all going bananas at the moment, and he doesn't know what's happening. So, you know, I can't just look at my situation. You know, there's obviously my husband's situation, the girls, their, you know, their main priority is socializing.
Yeah.
And that's been stripped from them, you know. My teen said, I've been in a relationship for 9 months, Mum. Can we add my boyfriend into our bubble? I'm like, no. These are all the things that, well, it's not a priority for me, it's a priority for other people. Yeah, so you've got to be quite understanding of that.
Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, we talk a lot of work at work about those young people who are forced to live with, I'm not saying that about in your circumstance, but forced to live with people they don't want to be with, or they want to be with, but not all the time.
Yeah. A 16-year-old, this is their unideal situation.
Yeah.
If there is anything more unideal, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, in saying that, you know, like, I love teenagers because they are funny, you know, as in they are, you know, 50 different emotions in 1 minute.
Yep.
They can be, you know, it's so fascinating, and it's so nice spending time with them in such, you know, masses of volumes of time, because I think we do our own thing. We do have separate lives in a way. As they get older, you want them to go off and experience things for themselves, but they've been forced to live back with their dumb, stupid parents, So I've got to be mindful of that. Jeff and I talk about it all the time, like, if she wants to be on her phone, let her be on her phone. That's her only social contact, So it's finding out what's important, but a teenager's brain doesn't realise that there's other people in the family, and that's really a bit of headbutting going on.
So how did you explain this situation to them? Did you sit down? Is it like a rolling thing that happens?
Oh, it's definitely rolling. We've just sat down and watched Jacinda talk about, you know, what level 3 could look like, right? And what Isla took out of that was, we're allowed other people into our bubble. So the first thing she wanted to do was go and see her boyfriend. And I was like, I took from that's if people need a carer in, or if they need a cleaner because they've got old knees or whatever it is. But she took it as, I can see my boyfriend. So it's, and I, you know, when I was being a cool mum and saying, you know, manage your expectations, it might not mean that, but she had heard one thing and I had heard another thing. And that's, you know, that's the polar opposite of a teenage brain compared to an adult brain. You know, like, I've got to keep reminding myself, this brain is not normal.
No, totally. Till we're like 25. Happy days.
I know.
But I just think that,
don't worry, it'll change. It'll change. She'll come back. It's tough.
It does show you, though, hey, that how that whole, like, communicating constantly and being very flexible. I've learned that, and I'm 41, and I'm still having those conversations with my partner about, we've got to be flexible, and he's like, we've got to be flexible, and we're trying to take, you know, half day. One of us is half day here, and the other one has half day here, and has the toddler, and it's like, look, something's just come up. We're gonna have to be flexible. But, you know, within an instant, we're like at each other's throats. I'm like, no, but I need to do no. But it's like, hang on. Hang on a minute. That, you know, that flow of
where her brain is at,
communication.
And, you know, sort of what direction I have to take with that. Yeah. And so it's not just communicating, it's how I'm communicating. Like, I'm learning so much. You know, she says to me, oh, I've never been a teenager before. And it's like, well, I've never been a mother of a teenager before, but I have been a teenager before. And, you know, she thinks I'm born 40.
Yeah.
Seriously, and I'm not drilling down on the old one, but she's the best example. But it's a challenge, but it's sort of life as well, you know. It's just what it is. But it's fascinating to see.
What are you missing then? What's the thing that you know? If I could wave a wand and something was put back in your existence, what would that be?
I guess time with friends, you know, like living, but, you know, it's funny because I'm not in my normal situation. So, like, I was kind of prepared for change anyway, which is a good thing. But if I was back in Sumner in my little community, we have a really supportive community, you know, diverse group of people that we live with, literally, because we're in each other's backyards a lot, and And I guess, and I've got a diverse group of friends, and we offer each other lots of different things. You know, we're not all in the same industry. So I guess I'm missing that in a way, like just, you know, stepping out of my life, whereas now I live in my life, I live in my work. That was always really important to me, is go to the movies with my mates, go, you know, go to, for a walk on the beach or da-da. So, and I miss the beach.
Yeah.
I miss down to the beach. It's really weird being in town because it's silent apart from sirens and the odd train, you know, like it's really crazy. But yeah, I miss the beach. That was my dumping ground for all my shit, I tell you.
Yeah. So where do you put that then? Where does the dump go? That's a deep question.
Well, it's been scattered all around Mirabelle. Jeff and I take the dogs for a walk, or I'll go by myself, or I've started running again. Yep. I'm such a gym head, but running's actually come onto the menu.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting because there's so much to look at around here. I mean, there's houses and I don't know this neighborhood at all. I mean, we've never lived in Christchurch Central before, and so it's a good chance to have a good perv.
Yeah, totally. I was just saying
houses.
I know, and it's really interesting how you say about the you know, you miss the being on the beach, but I really miss the lake because I used to see it every day, and I don't at all. I've not had a view of the lake for a long time, and it's like you have this pull to water when you can't get to it. It's really interesting, really interesting.
Well, we moved away from Christchurch for 5 years and moved up to Blenheim. And I tell you, I said to Jeff the other night, it feels like we're in Blenheim again because I've got those, you know, I miss my friends on the beach. That would be my two things that, you know, I love Blenheim, and I loved our house. I loved everything about it. But probably for the last 5 years before we moved home, I was really keen to get back here.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of, but I was thinking about this the other day as well, like, shit, we've been through a lot, old Christchurch people, you know, like a lot of this, you know, I look at people in other parts of New Zealand, and this is the first time they've kind of come hard up against something so radical, whereas, you know, having gone through all the stuff that's happened in Christchurch, I think, you know, I'm not saying we're better than anyone, but, you know, I think there's a resilience there that, you know, I think we need to pat ourselves on the back to know that we're good at dealing with with things like this. I think, I'm not saying we're better at dealing with them, but I think we've got a, you know, this built up ability to handle change, to look at, well, I know personally, you know, I feel like I can handle it, you know, better. I've learned, you know, and you can only learn through experience.
So. Yeah. And man, have you had some experiences, you, that little city. Louise.
I love it here. I love being back in Christchurch. You know, there's, you know, we've got this grit and resilience, but it's also brought about positivity and change. And I can see it in, you know, the clients that come to me, the projects that I do. There's just opportunity, and, you know, that's what we have to make out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the whole of New Zealand, the whole of the world needs to do, is actually try and find out, you know, how we can move forward and actually be a better person, a better community, and a better environment.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. Oh, deepness. Moving on to quick fire. Now, this question is going to be quite hard for you. Favourite colour?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that is quite hard. I can't answer that, Jane. Don't put me on the spot. I like all colours equally.
I know.
Oh, actually, I don't really like purple. sorry, purple.
It's all right. It'll be not offended.
You know, I get asked this question quite a lot. Do you have a favourite colour? And actually, I obviously don't, but I actually really, what interests me about colour, obviously a lot, but I love how colours go together. I like unusual colour combinations. Yeah, I like testing them out. And that's why when I do my art, you know, that's the best thing about art for me, is trying out combos and,
yeah.
you know, like.
Okay. Mm. This is supposed to be quick fire, Alex. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. One album to listen to for the rest of lockdown.
Oh, my God. Morcheeba. Big Calm.
God.
We were supposed to go to Morcheeba on Monday.
Bloody hell. Monday. That's a good choice. That takes me back to university days. Banana or mango?
Oh, I hate fruit.
Oh, for fuck's sake. all right, sweet or salty?
Salty.
Hot chip. I love it. If you could invite one famous person into your bubble, who would it be?
I hate famous questions like this. Famous questions.
All right, just hang one on, person then.
Okay, one. Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Who do you reckon?
A designer.
I don't know. I've just been told just say Graham Norton. I don't know why.
Oh my God. He'll
drive me mental. I don't know. I might have to come back to that one.
And then one of you, are you a Netflix girl or a program girl? One thing that you've been watching or listening to?
One thing. no, I do. I love a bit of, deep dive into something. I've actually just started watching Entourage.
That's old school.
Old school and quite funny.
It's very funny. I haven't watched that in a long time.
Well, I've never seen it. Never seen it. So I'm right in there. I'm right in there with Ari Gold and the crew.
That is bonkers. It's all right. You've got people in. No, this is life. My child ran in the other day when I was doing one, and I'm like, what are you doing here?
Andrew in the fridge.
All good. Well, thank you so much for shaving off some of your time, busy day. And I'm really glad and pleased to see you're alive and well in your bubble, surviving, doing your thing. And we will chat more soon.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I love what you're doing with the podcast. It's awesome. And so many good little niblets of advice, you know.
Yeah. It's all well done.
Yeah, thank you, Jane. Well done, you.
Bye.
Bye.